the past year. At least 375 trans, gender non-conforming, and non-binary people were murdered worldwide just for being who they are. Many of them trans feminine people of color, and many were sex workers. The dark figure is probably much higher. This figure doesn't even include trans people who were killed by society using our own hands. I personally believe that most trans people who commit suicide don't actually kill themselves. I think society kills us, and sometimes they use our own hands to do so. Why? Because I don't think a trans person would hate being trans if it wasn't for this society who taught us to hate ourselves. I don't hate being trans. I hate the way that society sees me and treats me. I hate the fact that there are people who spread hate against people like me just for being who we are. I hate the fact that there are people out there who call themselves feminists, and instead of fighting for social justice, for marginalized groups, and against the patriarchy, they choose to fight people like me. I hate it that people like me need to fight for our basic human rights. I hate it when they ban young, innocent girls from sports. I hate it when the healthcare system discriminates and infantilizes us. I hate the fact that people either see me as a sexual predator, an object of ridicule, or as a fetish. I hate it when society dehumanizes me. But you know what saddens me more than all that? What I hate the most? I hate the fact that society made sure I didn't love myself the way I deserve to love myself. I have been denied self-love, and for that I will never, ever forgive the society. I don't just need awareness. Society is obviously aware of my existence. They are trying to erase it, erase me, erase us. I need action. I need allyship. I need solidarity. I need protection. I need healthcare. I need human rights. I need love. I need action. Today is Trans Day of Remembrance, and we remember our fallen siblings. But we will do more than just remember. We will fight. We will fight for our dead and for our living. We will fight for our future together.